Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, do we all understand the parameters here of what we're doing today? There's no wishy-washiness today.
No, and I love it. I love the fact that The Burt Show listeners get to call up and they ask our advice and we get to give it to them. And, I mean, we have the ultimate power because what we say, you do.
But see, we don't always
that.
Agree.
I love
that's what I was going to say.
We don't always agree in here on what they do.
Majority
we've got
rule?
Five, yeah. We've got
okay.
Five in here.
Majority
okay.
rule. Yeah.
So if you're going to be part of this segment, then you must agree that whatever advice we give you as a show today, you must take. Sarah wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. All right, Sarah, in 60 seconds, can you tell us exactly what you need help with?
Oh, I can try.
Okay.
I have two friends who are married, and I used to be friends with the wife, and then I just got closer to her husband.
Uh-oh.
And I've been close with them for... gosh, going on like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has had an affair, at least one that I know of. And lately I've been trying to decide if I should tell her about it.
Mm. Wow, the affair are stuck between a rock and a hard place here.
Wow. Yeah, we can't help you. That one right there is a little too tricky for us.
Wow. How long have you known?
Couple years.
Oh,
wow.
And is he still having it?
He is not having it anymore.
How long did it go on?
Years.
Okay, you may be the perfect call to start this whole segment with because, as I was saying before, that the indecision in a situation like this to me is like, it hurts more than making the wrong decision because now for years you've grappled with the idea of telling her and you just haven't been able to pull the trigger for years. We're not talking about weeks here, for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you must agree that any advice that we give you this morning, you're going to go ahead and you're going to take, and then you're going to report back to us in a couple of days.
Agreed.
That sound cool? All right, okay. For those of you that are on hold, same thing applies to you guys here too, all right? So Sarah just called us and she said that... she's known this couple for years.
10 years.
10 years now. And she knows that the husband in the relationship...
who she's closest to.
Closest to in this relationship now has had an affair for years. But that was how long ago?
Up until recently.
Up until recently.
Oh. So it just ended and now you feel like you should tell about it.
Yes.
And when did you establish when you found out about it?
I've known since the beginning.
Ooh. Since the very beginning.
And you're not the person he's having the affair with, right?
You're the mistress.
Yes, I was.
Well, that changes things.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Hey. That's a little piece of information we needed.
Did you have mono when they went over details in school? Because that's what some would consider a big one.
Why did it end?
Kudos to you, Jeff, for asking the question. Nobody else is going to ask the question.
Because I got duped by you. Now, why did it end?
He, I figured out that he wasn't going to be what I needed. He wasn't going to do what I wanted.
He wasn't going to leave her.
Are there kids involved?
Yes.
Oh, that's messed up.
The relationship went on for how long?
Probably... oh, gosh.
You know.
Yeah. Why? Right now you're pretending not to know because why?
She doesn't want to reveal too many details.
Oh, okay.
Are we talking about over 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so there were times, and let me ask you this question then, because you're friends with both in the relationship, there are friends where all of you guys were hanging out as friends over the last couple of years, and she didn't have any idea that you were sleeping with her husband.
Well, I only actually slept with him once. Well, and that was recently.
How could the affair go on
so
for years?
So you were having like an emotional affair with him?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask a question and be honest. Is the only reason that you're debating telling...
She was honest, Melissa. She just forgot a small detail.
Right. No, I want you to be blatantly honest right now. Is the only reason that you want to tell the wife so that you can get what you want from him?
No, because I don't want him anymore.
Even if you told her and she said, I'm going to divorce him now, and he was free?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think that we need to debate this all that much. All right, so you must promise to take our advice, okay?
Okay.
All right. Wendy, what does she do?
Ooh, I say don't tell them, just leave them alone.
Melissa?
I don't trust you. Don't say anything.
Jean?
Yeah, I say you be quiet and move. Pick a new town. Mm-hmm. Pick a new place on the map and move.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean leave the city?
Yeah. Yep. Get away from them.
Why?
I think because it'll continue. It'll go back and forth. It'll be a nightmare. There's children involved. Let him deal with his own marriage, and you pick it up and get out.
Damn. Jeff?
I like Jen's.
Get out of town?
Yeah. If you don't get out of town, you have to bail on any contact with them. Like, you have to
find
an apartment in a different part of the city. You have to kind of reset your life completely without him. So I would agree with Jen. Not that extreme, because certainly that's...
Well, she talked about how she's also friends with, bless you, with another woman, another couple at the very beginning. You got to cut ties with everybody. Get out.
All right, and my advice would be the same. You don't say anything, and 100% never talk to him ever again. Eliminate yourself from that family.
I think I agree with y'all.
Well, you have to.
You have to.
Well,
you have
we
to.
Made a verbal contract, and we will sue you. Okay?
I mean, I think new town, new job, new life.
Yeah.
No contact whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. You can't leave out a detail like that.
That's a big one.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
That was like the woman who called in drunk on herself to 911. Right. I am them.
Remember that? So true.
Yes. She's like, well, somebody's drunk on the road. Well, who are they? Well, I am them. Well, somebody had an affair with this guy. Well,
was it you?
Yeah, I am them.
All right, I'll take one from Jerry here, and then we'll lighten up with the last call. Hey, go ahead, Jerry. You're on The Voice Disguiser. You must take our advice today. What's up?
All right. I'm trying to decide whether or not to remarry my ex-husband.
Okay. Remarry the ex-husband.
Okay.
Give us some details. This should be fun.
So, we have two children under 10. Okay. We've been divorced since December, but we separated a couple of years ago. And we've been seeing each other for the last little while, actually since the divorce. And, things are going really well.
We've been seeing each other since the divorce.
Now,
we've been dating since our divorce.
Was the divorce because of trust issues?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So do you feel like you've resolved those trust issues?
Wow. Can you ever really 110% resolve trust issues?
He screwed around on you, or you screwed around on him?
Well, when we were separated, I was involved with someone else, and he had a drug issue come through our whole relationship.
How's that? Okay. Has the drug issue been resolved?
Yes.
So he's clean and sober?
Yes.
And you're not seeing anybody else anymore?
No.
Have you guys done any sort of professional counseling?
Yes, we have. And the kids have too.
You're going with the Burt Show.
I'm going.
Well, we're really cheap.
That is cool.
Yeah. We don't promise we're going to give you good advice.
We've done 40 hours of counseling, but I'm going to talk to you guys for 4 minutes and determine my future. I love this.
Now, looking for some fun, you know?
Do you love him, or are you just doing this because it's convenient?
You know, I don't think I loved him before. We got married because I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so these past few months, it's been like getting to know him for real and falling in love with him again. So I do.
Would you be
I think the same.
Go ahead.
I think the same is true for him.
Would you be getting married for you or for the kids?
I think it's the love is there, but man, there's something about having our whole family together. I mean, that's a big thing. I'm not going to lie. That's a huge, huge thing. But that's not the only reason.
Melissa, what do you think? Advice time.
My advice is, yeah, I say go for it. And because I have a family member that did the same thing, as long as those issues are resolved, then I don't see why it can't work.
Wendy?
I say no, that's expensive. Just stay together and have a relationship with it. I don't think you need to...
Stay within the house. Just don't...
Just don't get remarried.
Jen?
I say go for it. I have some family friends who were married, divorced, and now they're remarried and... like happy as can be, retired, have been together a really long time, but they had a rough spot, got through it, got back together, and they're great. So from that example, and from what it sounds like you guys have done the work and are really going through it all, I would say continue the counseling, but yeah, go for it.
Jeff?
I would say go for it, but if a woman moves in next to you who's really vague about why she moved away from the couple that she was good friends with, I would just keep... one eyeball on her.
Oh my god!
But otherwise, I think that's solid.
I'm with these guys too. I say go for it.
All right.
All right.
Well, that gives me confidence. I've been a little too afraid to ask our therapist.
Why?
I can ask the therapist.
Just a little afraid of the answer, you know.
Well, just go in there and say, "Look, I've got five really good friends that are all in agreement."
Yes,
that's right. That's right.
No, Wendy said no.
Wendy said no. That's right.
Wendy said stay together. Just don't get remarried.
Save your money.
I take one more here. This is advice that you absolutely must take, and we will have to follow up with her again in the next couple of weeks. Good morning, Melissa. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. What's up?
Okay, so I'm in college, and I'm trying to decide between two majors.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm currently a biology major with a concentration in pre-optometry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I want to be an optometrist, but on the flip side, I wanted to do international business before I went to college, and I'll be a sophomore this year.
Which one of those two majors are your parents pressuring you into?
My mom is pressuring me on the optometry side, just because there's always, there's always jobs available in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad, he's kind of, just do what makes you happy. You know, he's an accountant, so, he has the business
side.
So
he's not happy.
I don't know. I mean, I could go either way, but, optometrists make tons of money.
Do we have to pick between the two of those, or can we come up with a completely separate third one that you have to take?
I mean, that's cool, too. I'm open.
It's very flexible.
Animal husbandry.
On which side is the class that you never skipped because you wanted to be there?
It was organic chemistry in high school.
Oh, honey, if you can do organic chemistry. Most of all, that class.
You loved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Really?
Yeah. We made chocolate and caramel, How do you not like it?
Damn.
Think about this, that, you're going to be doing this job probably at the very least 8 hours of your life, one-third of your life.
Right.
Is going to be spent in the job that will come from your major. Mm-hmm. So which do you have the most passion about? Money aside, which do you have the most passion about? You're square on both.
Probably, I don't know, I'm kind of square on both. I mean, I shadowed my optometrist once, and I just got to see inside somebody's eyeball, and I was just like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, damn, if someone could do that, then that's...
International business, how is your study of languages?
I skipped the first three levels of Spanish in college. I exempted out of them, so I'm almost done, and I'm only a sophomore.
Damn, I can't even get through the first 5 weeks of Rosetta Stone. And you, totally passed up 3 years.
No kidding.
You suck.
Why don't you become a optometrist for people who don't speak English?
I mean, I could do that, too.
There you go.
That's a really good idea.
You're welcome. Do a major. Carry on.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
But stay away from that slut who called us first.
This is a major one here, Melissa. What are you going with?
Well, one of my best friends, was in microbiology and still is in microbiology. And just knowing her and that passion for that kind of dismantling the puzzles that you see, and I can tell that you have that same interest, I think you should stick with the biology side of it because you can minor in international business. Because I think that you need to focus all of your energies on your passion, which is the medical part. And then the business part, you can learn and adapt that too. So I say stick with stick with medicine.
I'm with Carter. You sound more passionate about the biology and the optometry than you do the international business. I'd go with that.
Yeah, I was going to say major in biology and then minor in the other one, international marketing or business.
Jen.
Yep, optometrist.
Okay.
Jeff.
I think you should manage a Hooters.
Well, 4 out of 5.
Because that's what, God, because everybody goes into Hooters and looks at their eyeballs.
And guys are like, they have eyes.
Melissa, the decision has been made for you. You will be majoring in biology optometry.
Okay.
Congratulations. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is The Bert Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.